This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. Senate confirms conservative Amy Coney Barrett as an associate justice of the U.S. Supreme Court, replacing the late liberal icon Ruth Bader Ginsburg. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Newly confirmed and soon to be Associate Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett took the first of two oaths of office Monday evening at a White House ceremony shortly after her Senate confirmation. Barrett, the 48-year-old mother of seven, says her loyalty is to the Constitution.
I will do my job without any fear or favor, and that I will do so independently of both the political branches and of my own preferences.
The former Notre Dame law professor and federal appeals court judge will take the second oath from Chief Justice John Roberts in a private ceremony at the Supreme Court Tuesday. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Spain's intensive care wards could reach a critical situation by mid-November as the country emerges as one of Europe's worst 19 hotspots. That's according to the health ministry on Monday. The country's total number of cases soared by more than 50,000 over the weekend alone to reach nearly 1.1 million as of Monday, while the death toll is more than 35,000. The Spanish government faced a backlash over its plans to the country's under a six-month state of emergency. Opposition party said 6 months was too long. Epidemiologists said that this may be a little too late, and some citizens balked at nightly curfews. Spain's entered a second state of emergency Sunday, enabling a nighttime quarantine to be enforced across the whole country except the Canary Islands. This is VOA News. Deaths per day from the coronavirus in the United States are on the rise again, just as health experts had feared. And cases are climbing in nearly every state, despite assurances from President Donald Trump over the weekend that we're rounding the turn, we're doing great. Average deaths per day across the country rose 10% over the past 2 weeks, from 721 to nearly 794 as of Sunday, according to data from Johns Hopkins University. Confirmed infections per day are rising in 47 states, and deaths are up in 34. Meanwhile, the U.S. government ends a study on antibody drug for people hospitalized with COVID-19. AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
A study testing an antibody drug for COVID-19 from Eli Lilly is being halted by the U.S. government. The National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, which was sponsoring the study, says there was no safety problem, but there was a low chance the drug would prove helpful. The drug was being tested for people hospitalized with COVID-19. In a separate statement, Eli Lilly said a government study continues testing the antibody drug in mild to moderately ill patients to try to prevent hospitalization and severe illness. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Hurricane Zeta has come ashore on the Caribbean coast of the eastern Yucatan Peninsula in Mexico while whipping the resorts around Tulum with rain and wind. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says Zeta made landfall late Monday just north of Tulum with maximum sustained winds of 80 miles per hour. It's predicted to lose some power while crossing the peninsula before regaining hurricane strength in the Gulf of Mexico Tuesday, while heading for the central U.S. coast and likely landfall Wednesday night. There may be more water sources on the moon than first thought. AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
Scientists say that the moon's nooks and fissures may hold frozen water in more places and larger quantities than previously suspected. More than 15,000 square miles of lunar terrain have the capability to trap water in the form of ice. That's according to a team led by the University of Colorado's Paul Hain, who says that's 20% more area than previous estimates. Scientists believe all this water on the moon came from comets, asteroids, interplanetary dust, the solar wind, or even lunar volcanic eruptions. I'm Shelley Adler.
Britain's Prince Harry says it took him many years and the experiences of living with his wife, the former Meghan Markle, to understand how his privileged upbringing shielded him from the reality of unconscious biasness. He talked about racial inequality and social justice in a video discussion with the Black Lives Matter activist Patrick Hutchinson. By remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, my the voice of America.
Hello, everybody. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking at your doors again today, so leave it open because I'm coming right in. Our first stop today is the Congo with Pamelo Munka in Aminata d'Abidjan. And right after that, Gento by Tom Jakite of Mali and Kuanda by Alik Masheso of Zimbabwe. But we take it to the top right now with Aminata d'Abidjan by Pamelo Munka of the Congo.
Thank you. African beats.
Soit prévoyant, vigilant, attentif, à Paris.
By Alik Macheshu of Zimbabwe, and before that, Gento by Tom Jackity of Mali, and Aminata Davijon by Pamela Munka of Congo. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. I'll be right back.
Hi, this is Amanda GC from Hits FM and Joy FM in Accra, Ghana. And I love listening to David Vandy on VOA because he doesn't only expose the African music, but he also entertains you with the African beat. David Vandy and VOA, thank you very much.
The Voice of America, VOA.
Your super show coming to you Mondays through Friday. Dombolo by Sidiki Jabate of Sierra Leone is coming up next. And right after that, the Sukus Medley number 7 by Dali Kimoko of the Democratic Republic of Congo. And then Le Johe by Yeroba Diolde of the Republic of Guinea. But first, let's do some Dombolo by Sidiki Jabate of Sierra Leone.
Jalousie, maladie des amoureux.
Nejove by Yeroba Diolde of Guinea. Before that, Sukus Medley by Dali Kimoko of the Democratic Republic of Congo. And Dombolo by Sidiki Jabate of Sierra Leone. This is the African Beat, and I am David Vandy. Stay tuned, I'll be back with more music.
The African Beat, with music of Africa, from the Voice of America. We love it.
You love it? We love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about the show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. But if you don't have access to the internet, you can write to African Beat, Voice of America, 330 Independence Avenue, Southwest, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. And with that, let's get on to some of your emails. This one says, "Hi, David Van. How are you doing today? I hope everything is rosy out there." To the focal point, David, I really love the African Beat. It has become part of my day-to-day activities. The reason is that I may want to hide it from people, but it seems it shows anytime they look into my face because I like miming them. And anytime I hear them, I feel that felicity in my cradle where life is hopeful. And to crown it all, David, African Beat is the best. I love it. This is from Justice Abubakar Swallow of Kenema, Eastern Sierra Leone. Thank you very much, Abubakar Swallow. And I'll play some beautiful tune for you just now. But let me just send this special greetings to my friend Joseph Kwashi in Cameroon, wishing you and your friends out there all the best today, and hope you have a wonderful day. But right now, let's take on to music. This is Rue Princess by Debodo of Côte d'Ivoire. And after that, A Young Mvele by Amanda Evieter and JP Kaiti of Cameroon, and Ba Ntambikidi by Tetalando of Angola. But let's go to Rue Princess right now by Debodo of Côte d'Ivoire. I love that place. It's booming.
Oh, yeah, Moudonna. Quand c'est gardé, ça pète. Apprécie ma voix de miel, viens t'asseoir sur le pur crème. J'ai la classe que les filles aiment. Et mes pas sont digua, digua, bien en place pour les filles N. C'est moi qui ai vendu les bouffards.
Bantamba Bikini by Tetalando of Angola. Before that, Ayong Vele by Abanda Aviator and JP Kaiti of Cameroon. And Blue Princess by Debado of Cote d'Ivoire. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. And I'm David Vanney here in Washington. I want to make you happy, so stay close and don't go away. Let's take the trip now to Burundi with Edna, Sam, and Yakuba in this beautiful tune that I love so much, Kira Dodura. Mama we charaje, hecho bundi mama we charaje, kikambarira se murondo ndagukunda, onda kihipoto, gondi numira, muti mukeye nuse wendi horera, onda tekereza, kazi na kanje, nje, kazi na kanje, dinzi tonda, chanda tekereza. Kimara mare nubundi kiragaruka tuja mu kabare yo chamba komanda se murondo ndakomanda kirasubiye none nubu kiragarutse kigombo buriri ndagi ubu iri se murondo ndugarira ngo kira do 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 la kira do 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 la kira do 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 la kira do.
Well, with all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington, bidding you so long.
Do 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 la kira do. African beats. African beats. African beats.
Africa.
Voice of America.